Hey, y'all. I'm Sam Sanders, host of It's Been a Minute. On my show, we catch you up on all the things in news and culture.
The Space Force? I totally missed this. What is the Space Force?
Stop it. Stacey, you don't know about the Space Force?
No.
What?
I've been in my apartment for 4 months.
Oh, man.
Crushing it, Stacey. Thank you. Feeling good.
News without the despair. Listen now to the It's Been a Minute podcast from NPR.
Happy Friday, everyone, from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Ann Powers. Hey, Ann.
Hey, Robin.
It's New Music Friday, that day of the week when most new albums and EPs drop. On this episode, we're looking at the best releases out on August 21st. Right off, I'll say, Nas has a big one out today. We know all about it. King's Disease is the record. We weren't able to get the music in time to talk about it on this week's episode. But even without playing the Nas record, it's still a big week for new music. We've got the first new Bright Eyes record in nearly a decade. The rapper and singer Lecrae has a new one and a whole lot more. But we start with The Killers and their latest. It's called Imploding the Mirage. There's gonna be opposition. Ain't no way around it. But if you're looking for strong and steady, well, baby, you found it. We'll weather the coldest night. Baby, we're a dying breed. When everyone's compromising, I'll be a diehard. I'll be there when water's rising. I'll be a lifeguard. We'll cut from a stained glass mountain. Baby, we're a dying breed. This is The Killers. Their new one is Imploding the Mirage. This song from it is Dying Breed. And a group originally from Las Vegas. They've been doing this for 20 years, which I can't believe. But always been very much a guitar rock band to me. But this one, they go really heavy on the synths.
Yeah, Robin, this is the sixth album from The Killers. And the band's been through a lot since their last album, which came out a few years ago. The guitarist and co-founder of the group, Dave Kooning, is not on this album. The bass player, Mark Stormer, is on the record playing a variety of instruments, but he's dealing with hearing issues that he sustained several years ago when some pyro went off while they were on stage at a big stadium show and kind of blew out his ears. So he's been dealing with some stuff. And Brandon Flowers moved to Utah after a life of living in Las Vegas because his wife was diagnosed with complex PTSD a few years back. Yeah. And they moved out of Vegas to start a new life in Utah. So much personal stuff has happened that informs this record. But this is a roaring back album. You know what I mean? It's like we will not be defeated.
Yeah, I thought it was a real knockout. And the whole time I was listening, I kept thinking, God, this is so 80s sounding. But 80s like Talking Heads and then Springsteen. And then there were even like U2 moments. It's like these are big, anthemic and ambitious songs, but also a little idiosyncratic at the same time.
You're absolutely right. Like the rock anthem is not really the currency of popular music right now. Yeah. But The Killers are putting it back in front of us and saying, hey, there is still a use for this. You know, there is still a use for super high energy, hopeful, emotional, emotive rock. And then the guests on the record are also people who both inspired and have been inspired by the Killers. So you have, on the one hand, veterans like Katie Lang, who lends a beautiful vocal to one song, and Lindsey Buckingham from Fleetwood Mac, who plays some blistering guitar on Caution. But then you have Natalie Merring from Wiseblood adding some vocals, and Lucius. Yeah. So the Killers are placing themselves in this kind of generational continuum, and it works.
Imploding the Mirage is the album, a great one from the Killers. Let's go next to a new one from the Mavericks. They've got a really special new album called En Español. This is the Mavericks. Their new record is En Español. The song we're listening to is Recuerdos. And host of NPR Music's Alt Latino, Felix Contreras, joins us for this one. Hey, Felix.
Hey, man. What's going on, guys?
The Mavericks, a band from Miami. They're actually celebrating the 30th anniversary of their self-titled debut album this year. It came out in 1990. So they've been doing this a long time. And Felix, this record's a real milestone for them.
After all this time, they're finally doing an entire album in Spanish. In fact, it's called En Español. They've dabbled in Spanish language stuff over the years. You know, they're based in Americana slash country, or the rock and roll side of the country, rockabilly kind of thing. You know, there has been like a strong Tex-Mex element, the U.S.-Mexico border, kind of an Austin feel. Curious, because they're all from Miami. But that's part of their sound in Americana. And it's a turn toward Raul Malo, the lead singer, his roots in Miami, his Latin American Cuban roots in Miami.
First of all, Felix, all I can do is enthuse, because Raul Malo has one of the greatest voices, period, right? In American music. And so often his voice has been compared to Roy Orbison's, which, yeah, okay, I'll take that. But I think singing these songs, we hear, you know, the root of his singing style so much more clearly.
Yeah, the record is really cool in that there's so many different styles nodding toward various Latin American musical traditions. There's polkas and waltzes from the U.S.-Mexico border. The song Recuerdos is basically a big band bolero with like Afro-Caribbean influences, like an almost Cuban thing. There's all kinds of different style references in there. So, and it brings up a conversation that comes up on Alt Latino now and then about identity, about music. You know, is it Latin music if it's a Latin musician playing something that doesn't have Latin styles to it? Right.
Yeah.
You know, how do you determine that? I think Stephanie Fernandez and I we're almost at the point where the term Latin music doesn't even have a value without context. So it, Raul Malo and the Mavericks, they bring out a lot of things to talk about, but mostly just great music. And this record is fantastic.
En Español is the record from the Mavericks. Thanks so much, Felix.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
All right, another album out today on August 21st that we're loving comes from Nubia Garcia. Nubia Garcia has a new one called Source. Thank you. This is Nubia Garcia. Nubia Garcia, her new one is called Source, and the song we're listening to from that record is Before Us and Demerara and Cara. And Radio Milwaukee's Tariq Moody back again for this one. Hey, Tariq.
Hey, Robin and Ann. Hope you are doing well.
So Nubia is she's a saxophonist, a composer. She's from London. And Tariq, part of that whole remarkable UK jazz scene that we've been talking about on the show a lot lately.
The unstoppable jazz scene. They're just productive. They're like putting out some amazing work. Feels like they're just doing what, not even thinking about it. But Nubia is definitely probably one of the leaders of this scene. And I call her a musical force to be reckoned with and a legend in the making.
It's hard to believe it's Nubia Garcia's first solo release because she's been on so many amazing recordings the past few years. I mean, it feels like she's everywhere. She works with Ezra Collective. She's worked with Micaiah McRaven. She's done various things with DJs in London. She just seems to be so central to that scene, right, Tariq?
Yeah. This album, the title is, says it all, called Source. It's like going back to the source, the roots, her roots, Afro-Caribbean vibes on this record. But then she infuses kind of this refreshing new sound that definitely attracts a younger generation. And I can see a lot of young kids getting into jazz that probably during my generation, like I was the only weird kid in high school that liked jazz.
Yeah, I think something else I read, she said, we, referring to her community, we are of the African diaspora, but a new way of defining the diaspora. And that's just one thing I love about this London scene. It's just as, you know, Kamasi, as you mentioned, and so many great American players are integrating hip hop and then reaching back through hip hop to blues and to so many traditions in their music. In the London scene, you see this other vision of the diaspora, right? That is so rooted in Cumbia rhythms and Jamaican rhythms and all of that. And it is a map of the world, this record, I think.
That sense of community comes through in this music, too. I think it's at the core of these songs. You just look at the titles of these, Together is a Beautiful Place to Be and Stand With Each Other, and my favorite title on the record, Boundless Beings.
That's beautiful. Like the vocals, when the vocals on some of those tracks come in, I'm just like, ooh, that's just, that feels like history right there.
Nubia Garcia is the artist. Her new one is called Source. Thanks so much, Tariq.
Thanks, Robin. Thanks, Anne.
Good to talk to you.
All right, let's do one more before we take a break. This comes from the Americana singer Sydney Bolens. His latest record is called Walking Through This World.
If you were me, what would you do? You look in the mirror and it's not really you. You fumble around for something to wear. You feel invisible, you're not really there. Would you think you were crazy and out of your mind? Body, you're living a lie. There's a train in the station, there's a car in the drive, but they can't take me over the gender line. No, they won't take me over the gender line.
This is Sydney Bolens, and the first name is spelled C-I-D-N-Y. Sydney Bolens, his new one is Walking Through This World. The song we're listening to is The Gender Line. He's a singer-songwriter with a career that spans more than four decades, and he's made a remarkable album, but also has a really remarkable story.
For much of his career, Sydney Bolens was known as Cindy Bolens and made many notable records, was on the Grease soundtrack, backed up Elton John and Bob Dylan and Rod Stewart. Love the record Somewhere Between Heaven and Earth, which is this beautiful record released in 1999 that deals with the tragic circumstances of Bolens' daughter, Jessie, who died at age 11 after battling cancer.
Yeah.
Well, during all of this time, Sydney Bolens was living with the knowledge that he was a man in a woman's body. And in 2011, decided to transition. This record is the first that Bullens has released since transitioning, and it is really the story of that experience. And what I love about it is the forthrightness, the humor, the expansiveness, the defiance, and the joy. It just has a great, great feeling of this is who I am, and my community is supporting me, and take me or leave me, but you're going to want to take me because I'm awesome.
That's it. I mean, I was moved by how honest he is, of course, in these songs. But like you said, just how boldly he celebrates himself and accepts himself and loves himself. Can you imagine this record being made even a decade ago?
What's interesting is that, you know, many trans artists or non-binary artists working today that you and I have talked about, Robin, are working in the realm of like electronic music, right?
Yeah.
Sophie,
right.
Or Arca, you know, or even Anony, whose music is kind of like spans beautiful torch ballads, but then like enters into the electronic realm. But to hear the voice of Sydney Bullens, and I mean literally the voice of Sydney Bullens, in this setting, classic, country-ish, rootsy rock, that feels remarkably fresh. Exciting year for artists like Sydney Bullens.
Walking Through This World is the album from Sydney Bullens. Thanks so much, Anne.
Thank you, Robin.
We still have a handful of albums that we want to play for this week's New Music Friday, including that new Bright Eyes record. But first, we need to take a short break.
This message comes from NPR sponsor BetterHelp. BetterHelp offers licensed professional counselors who specialize in issues such as isolation, depression, stress, anxiety, and more. Connect with your professional counselor in a safe and private online environment when you need professional help. Get help at your own time and your own pace. Schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your therapist. Visit betterhelp.com/songs to learn more and get 10% off your first month.
It's New Music Friday from NPR and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton, and we're doing a quick run through the best albums out on August 21st. We start the second half of our show off with Bright Eyes. The band's back with a new one called Down in the Weeds Where the World Once Was.
Gotta keep on going like it ain't the end. Gotta change like your life is depending on it. It's a long time coming and we're taking it in. What a wild ruse. See the cold moon hanging like a pendant above. Too many ice cream socials with the promise we love. Had to shoot all the targets at the carnival cut. You needed hard proof. I read God's dead, I shed some tears for him. But I swear on his grave I'll never do it again. And I screamed when I realized what was happening. That I had good news. I'll grieve what I have lost. Forgive the fire and squall. How imperfect life can be. Now all I can do is just dance on through. See the Coast Guard come and save the drowning men. Out by Catalina Island they abandoned ship. All the news trucks piled up with starts and fits. Coming from point.
This is Bright Eyes. The album is Down in the Weeds Where the World Once Was. The song we're listening to is Dance and Sing, and NPR Music's Stephen Thompson back for this one. Hey, Stephen.
Hey, Robin.
First new Bright Eyes album in 9 years. Their last one, The People's Key, that was my album of the year when that came out in 2011. It's probably in my top five for the entire decade. So my expectations were really high going into this one, and I was not at all disappointed.
It's really hard to believe that Bright Eyes has technically been away for the last 9 years. You know, they've made that really great, epic record, The People's Key, that you mentioned. And then, you know, we got a string of Conor Oberst solo records, which how do you even differentiate between a Conor Oberst record and a Bright Eyes record? Conor Oberst made an album with Phoebe Bridgers last year as Better Oblivion Community Center. These guys have never gone away, and they've all kind of continued to work with each other. They're all great friends. But then you listen to this record and you really get a sense of like, this is a grand statement. Like, these guys came together and made a Bright Eyes record that is really designed to speak to the time that we're in. This is not escapist music. These are kind of bleakly hopeful songs of impending doom. And there's a lot of like gearing up for the fall, gearing up for a fight. You know, he has, like, Conor Oberst has this amazing way of like, his voice is somehow like vibrant and hopeful and utterly exhausted at the same time. And so it just feels, this record feels very 2020.
When I hear a Bright Eyes record, there's a uniqueness to it. It's less conventional, more experimental. They play around more with, I think, with song structure and ambient sounds and things like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've got the single, or one of the singles, Persona Non Grata, has a bagpipe breakdown, you know,
because of course.
I mean, there's a song with a gospel choir. I mean, as you said, like, there's an experimental quality here that's all feeding into this larger creative ambition. I mean, this is a very thematically and sonically ambitious record. In a way, I think you're right that you wouldn't necessarily get on a Conor Oberst record.
I want to give an idea of how some of the more conceptual elements sound on this record. This is the opening cut. It's called Page Turner's Rag.
Ta-da! It's here! Think about how much people need, what they need right now to feel like there's something to look forward to. We have to hold on.
And so you hear like they're in a cafe, and it's recorded as though you're eavesdropping on someone else's conversation, and you hear this woman say what is essentially the theme of the record, which is, you know, we have to hold on.
Yeah, I mean, there's that opening track, it's like 4 minutes long of kind of ambient sound. Yeah. And at first I was like, man, you know, like, get to the fireworks factory, people. But at the same time, you're like, whoa, you know, strap in. This is going to be a big swing.
Well, I was so excited when I heard that they were coming back. And like I said, this one just completely met every expectation I had. Really, really loved it. From Bright Eyes, the album Down in the Weeds, Where the World Once Was. Thanks so much, Stephen.
Thank you, Robin.
From Bright Eyes, let's go next to the singer and rapper Lecrae. Lecrae has a new one out now on August 21st called Restorations.
Shackles on my feet, yeah, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Shackles on my feet, oh, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Pray this all on me.
Let me go. Let me go. Going through so much, I swear these people at my throat. That's on me, that's on mamas. On my mama, I can't take no more, so miss me with that drama. Get your commas, get your racks straight, get your facts straight. Hold me down, I rise up on them like the tax rate. Keep my past straight, never lack faith. God been working, they gon' have to hold me back, man. And tell them, you can pick a side if you wanna. You already know who I bro with. You don't want no problems with me.
Shackles on my feet, yeah, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Pray this on me.
I got them shackles.
This is the rapper Lecrae. His new album is called Restoration. The song we're listening to from that album is called Set Me Free, and WXPN's John Morrison back again for this one. Hey, John.
Hey, what's up, Robin?
Lecrae, he's a rapper, a singer, a New York Times bestselling author, quite a remarkable story. Maybe just start with a little bit of his backstory that'll help us frame this album a bit.
Right. You know, Lecrae is what you would think of as a Christian rapper. He's a veteran in that movement. His recording career goes back to the early 2000s, at least. And he's really in the like elite tier of Christian rappers and MCs or exploring their Christian faith through hip-hop. And this album, Restoration, it's interesting because it's not what you would expect typically. It's not a preachy, you know, don't do this, don't do that,
right,
moralizing kind of thing. It's more of a personal testimonial. He talks a lot about his own struggles with relationships, drugs, alcohol, this fight to walk the straight line in life. And he talks about how God and his faith really helped bring him through these challenges. And he does it in a really lovely, powerful way.
He documents a lot of that, actually, not only in this music, but a book that he has coming out. His first book was called Unashamed. That came out in 2016. And then he's got another one coming out this fall called I Am Restored, How I Lost My Religion But Found My Faith.
You can really feel that this is real and close to him as a human being. And it really, that feeling of, you know, going through the fire and being restored and going through all of these challenges and coming out the other side a stronger, better person, and the deep devotion, you know, that it takes to work through this kind of stuff. You can really feel it come through in the music. And then sonically, even, a lot of this is really sweet sounding, these like sweet pop soul hooks and vocals. And there's a thread of gospel that runs through a lot of these songs. You can really feel it. It's really healing and inspirational, kind of triumphant sounding music.
I agree. Healing's a good word for it. I found a lot of uplift in these songs. And, it, you know, when I was done listening, I thought, man, I really needed to hear that right now.
Yeah.
Restoration is the album from the singer and rapper Lecrae. Thanks so much, John.
Thank you, Robin. I appreciate it.
Next up for this week's New Music Friday is a new one from the band LA Witch. LA Witch has a new album out today called Play With Fire. This is the band LA Witch. Their new album is Play With Fire, and this song that we're hearing from that record is called Dark Horse. And NPR music contributor Stephanie Fernandez back again. Hey, Stephanie.
Hey, Robin.
This is a trio from Los Angeles, and this is their third full length. And it's one I know you've been excited about for literally months now. I think you first flagged it for me back in the spring.
Yeah, you know, I've been following this band for some time now. I actually interviewed them back in 2017 when they played Miami, and their whole vibe was just exactly like their name sounds, this witchy, dark gun club and the Cramps B-movie, like horror glam in the desert kind
horror
of sound.
Horror glam in the desert. I love it.
And all of their songs up to now have matched that vibe. You know, they're very vibey, but I think this album goes above and beyond what I expected. I think they preserve that same vibe and lush, dark aesthetics while going deeper musically.
Yeah, I love all the grit and the noise, and I love how fuzzy the guitars get. There's some great hooks.
Mm-hmm.
But as you say, going deeper, they've got some great themes on this record, which is sort of the overarching theme, I guess, is that it's basically be fearless in life. You know, don't worry what others mm-hmm. think or about the future.
Absolutely. You know, one of the songs on the record, Gen Z, is this cynical letter to Generation Z and like the things that are facing them going forward. And it's cynical, but it's also just genuinely angry and full of concern for young people
yeah.
and what they face now.
Yeah. There's another great cut called I Wanna Lose, which is basically celebrating failure It's celebrating the idea that, you know, it's all right to fall on your face because you learn from it, you know.
As all the best punk songs do, and it has a riff that just rips from the very beginning.
Yeah. Make things happen. Don't wait for things to happen. That is sound advice that I think I hear throughout this whole record. LA Witches, the band, their new one is Play With Fire. Thanks, Stephanie.
Thank you.
We've still got one more artist we want to feature on this week's New Music Friday, but it's a packed release week, and I want to mention a handful of other notable albums, starting with the Nas record, King's Disease. It's his 13th studio album. It's got Anderson .Paak on it, Big Sean, A$AP Ferg, and a whole lot more. King's Disease from Nas. Alex the Astronaut has a new one called The Theory of Absolutely Nothing. This is a singer and songwriter from Australia. Ridiculously upbeat and catchy, crazy mix of pop and rock from her. The Theory of Absolutely Nothing. The band Bully has a new one called Sugar Egg. This is the music of Alicia Bagnano, their third full-length album. It's just a very loud, very urgent rock record. Chuck Prophet is back with one called The Land That Time Forgot. Really fantastic psych pop record from Chuck Prophet. The Land That Time Forgot. Logan Farmer has a new one called Still No Mother. This is an album inspired by climate change. Really nice mix of that sort of acoustic folk songs, really spare electronics. Still No Mother is the name of the album from Logan Farmer. And finally, the band Front Bottoms is back with a new one called In Sickness and In Flames. This is a Bob Boylan favorite, great rock band from New Jersey. Their fifth full-length record, In Sickness and In Flames. All that music out now on August 21st, along with this last one that we want to feature from the group Room Full of Teeth. They've got two EPs out now called The Ascendant and Just Constellations. This is Room Full of Teeth. Room Full of Teeth. They've got two EPs out now. The first is called The Ascendant, and the second is Just Constellations. This is a bit of a song from The Ascendant called The Beginning And. And NPR Music's Tom Heisinger back for this one. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Robin. Nice to be back with you.
So many beautiful, interesting, curious things happening in these recordings, but maybe just start off by reminding us who Room Full of Teeth is, and then we can dig a bit more into the two EPs.
Well, for one thing, they're a Grammy Award-winning vocal ensemble, eight members strong, and they kind of gleefully turn the tables in their own way on traditional choir singing. They make these sounds that are very surprising, some of them taken from different cultures, including Tuvan, Sardinian, Persian, and Hindustani styles of singing that the group studies. The group also includes a composer, violinist, and singer Caroline Shaw, who won the 2013 Music Pulitzer for her piece called Partita for Eight Voices, which she wrote for her group Room Full of Teeth. But yes, two EPs that are strikingly different from each other. And what we just heard, The Beginning And, is from the song cycle called The Ascendant, as you mentioned. The music is by Wally Gunn, and the text is by poet Maria Zakowski. And I just love how in this song, especially, the lustrous music just contrasts with this very dark subject matter, which is, of course, death. I mean, just the music for the opening lines that we just heard just glows like mad. And then the lines read, "By the last tree in the last summer on the hill where the last sun falls." So this poetry throughout the song cycle is deceptively spare, but somehow these essential truths get brought out and then are amplified in fascinating ways by the music.
So as you say, they've put out two entirely different EPs. We heard a little bit of The Ascendant. Let's hear now a little bit of the second one, Just Constellations.
Thank you.
That's just a little bit of the magic constellation called Winter, and it's based on a theme by Lamont Young, and it's part of the second EP that the group Roomful of Teeth has released today, and where the other EP that we listened to a little bit ago, Robin, is kind of song-oriented, this one is much more ambient and spacey, and the group recorded it in this super acoustically reverberant space called the Tank Center for Sonic Arts in Colorado. It's actually a giant old and empty steel water tank dating from around 1940. So you get these amazing blurred echoing layers and these giant kind of halo effects of glowing sound.
It is so beautiful. And I can't believe how much they're able to do with just the barest elements. And I don't mean the music isn't rich or lush, because it is, but you take the opening cut to this EP, Just Constellations. It's called the opening constellation, Summer. It's a single chord that they hold in various forms for just over 8 minutes. One chord. And it's just this it's just this spaced out brain journey.
One thing that they're playing with here, I don't know how nerdy we want to get, but the reason why Michael Harrison, who is the composer of this piece, calls it Just Constellations is because he's writing the music in a way that is called just intonation. And without getting too much in the weeds, it just means it's a different way of tuning the musical intervals between pitches. And it dates all the way back to the 2nd century AD. And that's in contrast to what we normally hear in music, which is equal temperament, where the pitches are tuned just slightly differently. So that's, it also gives the music just this a little bit of a strange harmonic flavor to it. And it's beautiful music across all four seasons, you know, autumn, yeah, winter, spring, and summer. Two very different and very wonderful sounding EPs from the group Roomful of Teeth. A double dose on one day. It's nice.
Well, I love how they play off each other. The artistic director for Roomful of Teeth, Brad Wells, said that they're like opposite sides of a planet. But I think maybe I'd go further and say opposite ends of the galaxy. The Ascendant is the first EP. The second one, Just Constellations from Roomful of Teeth. Thanks so much, Tom.
Great to be here, Robin. Thank you.
And that'll do it for this week's New Music Friday. If you'd like to go back and hear full versions of the songs that we featured on this week's episode, you can find it on our website at npr.org/allsongs. We've also got playlists in both Apple Music and Spotify. Just open those apps and search for NPR's New Music Friday playlist. As always, if you want to keep up with the latest from NPR Music, the best way to do that is with our newsletter. You can sign up for that at npr.org/musicnewsletter. That's all one word, music newsletter. I'm about to be out for a few weeks. Ann Powers and Stephen Thompson will be holding down the fort while I'm out. I'll be back on New Music Friday in mid-September. Until then, take care, everybody. Be well and treat yourself to lots of music.